Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. And all the time? Yes, praise God. Y'all were our guinea pigs tonight. Y'all didn't even know it, did you? We're wanting to do, that's a new song that we're just learning. It's a beautiful song, isn't it? And we wanted to do it for Easter Sunday, but we got to practice it and do it on Wednesday night. So thank y'all. That's right, y'all heard it first. Amen. Praise the Lord. The title of my message tonight is You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet. All right. Amen. I think y'all are ready. Yeah. Y'all ready to see a move of God, aren't you? You're ready to receive from God. Amen. Because God is on the move. God is doing mighty things. Amen. Our God is alive. He's not dead. Amen. And he is still on the throne. He has not fallen off of the throne. Amen. He's still in power. He's still the greatest power that there is. Amen. So remember that tonight, no matter what you're going through. You know that the word says the devil is a liar. And yes, he is a liar. I can say amen to that. So whatever you're going through tonight, the enemy is the one that is saying that things aren't going to work out. He's the one that's saying that everything's so bad and this is going to happen and that's going to happen. But we have a God, amen. We have the great I Am, and he is I Am for everything that you have need of tonight. Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. Turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 42. And we're going to be reading from verse 9. It says, behold. I like that word, behold. Yeah. It's like, pay attention. Yeah. Listen up. Listen to me. I've got something to say. Amen. Behold, the former things are come to pass. And new things do I declare. New things do I declare. Yeah. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Amen. God has got something to declare to you tonight. Amen. Yeah, things might have been this way in the past. Amen. But God says he's got something new to declare tonight. He's got something new for you tonight. Amen. God has a new thing. The old things are in the past. Amen. But he said that he is a God that is a God of new things. Amen. And I am expecting new things. I'm expecting greater things. Amen. Because our God, my God, is the God of greater. He's not the God of lesser. Amen. He doesn't say, I am the great lesser. Amen. He's greater tonight. He is God who is greater. Amen. So I'm expecting something new. You know, we can expect something new from God all the time. Amen. All the time, every day. We can expect something new from him. So don't go around expecting something that's from the enemy, something bad. Let's just wake up in the morning and say, I'm expecting something new from God today. Amen. Today. Amen. Today is the day. Amen. Hallelujah. He's the God that's greater. He's the God that's more than enough. Amen. So I'm expecting more and more and more and greater and greater and greater. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna get on board with it before the night's over. Y'all gonna be expecting greater and greater and more. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The New Living Translation says, forget all that. Just forget all that. nothing compared to what I'm going to do. Nothing that you've ever gotten that was a mighty move of God, a miracle, a breakthrough, favor, blessings, good things. Forget all that. That was all good. It was all wonderful, but it doesn't even compare to what He's got for you now. Amen? Everybody say now.
Now.
Today.
Today.
Good things are coming
to me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah won't even compare to what I'm going to do. God's saying, you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. You ain't seen nothing yet. Just get ready for the glory. Get ready for the glory we talked about last Wednesday night. To just jump in to the glory. Amen. And so we're moving toward that. We're moving toward it. Amen. We're going to see greater glory this year.
Amen.
Amen. Not next year, the year after. God says this year, 2018. Amen. And God is going to move greater than He ever has in the body of Christ. Amen. We're going to see great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Let's just go ahead and read that prophecy. Jerry Savelle, what the Lord prophesied through him for 2018 for the church. That's you tonight. You are the church, amen? You are the body of Christ tonight. This is for you. 2018, days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Continue to preach, teach and emphasize the importance of faithfulness. It's still my plan for the faithful to flourish. If you will do this, then they will eventually get it. We're going to get it, guys. We are going to get it. Amen. When you were little, did your mom or dad ever say, you going to get it, girl? You going to get it, boy? Well, you know, I know that my parents, when they said I was going to get it, they weren't just threatening me. I was going to get it. I believed it. Amen. And so I'm going to believe that I have got days of glory, days of flourishing, days of abounding. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's never been more important than right now for them to flourish in every area of their lives. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest for all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound. God, you mean I don't have to cause it myself? I don't have to cause myself to flourish? I don't have to cause myself to abound? No, all I've got to do is be faithful to God. All I've got to do is be faithful to the Word. Amen. And He's going to cause it. He's going to do it. Woo, that takes the pressure off of me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't have to go about trying to make it happen, trying to flourish, trying to abound. I don't have to wear myself down. I don't have to figure it out. I don't have to stress about it. Hallelujah. All I got to do is be faithful to my God and be faithful to His Word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And He will cause it to happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, I'm telling you, you're going to get on board with it tonight. Amen. We're all going to get on the same bus. Hallelujah. We're all going to go out with a newfound faith that we are going to flourish this year.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's going to happen before we hit the door.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. A newfound faith that this year we are going to abound like never before. Amen. It's going to hit us before we go through the door. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are indeed the days of my greater glory, saith the Lord. I will cause it to manifest. For all who have remained faithful to me and faithful to my word, and I will cause them to flourish and to abound, even as I have promised in my word. I will honor their loyalty to me by enabling them to overcome every attack of the evil one. Woo! Glory to God! He's going to enable me. I don't have to do it on my own. He's going to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. To overcome every attack of the enemy. Glory to God. And I will bring them into the greatest breakthroughs they have experienced thus far. Amen. Have you experienced any breakthroughs? Oh, come on, just one little breakthrough. One in your whole Christian walk. Have you experienced one little breakthrough? Hallelujah. Well, he says he's going to bring you into the greatest breakthroughs that you have ever experienced thus far. Hallelujah. Rest assured that I am working in your behalf even now, and they will triumph, and they shall be victorious, and all shall see that I am still the God of the breakthrough, and I'm still the God that keeps covenant. So lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God, the God who is unlike any other God, the God who blesses all who have been loyal and faithful to him, saith the Lord. Amen. That's for you tonight. Hallelujah. That's for all God's children tonight. Glory to God. The Lord said, these are indeed the days of my greater glory. Greater glory. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 115. Hallelujah. He's going to cause it to happen. Hallelujah. We don't have to try to make it happen. We don't have to try to make it work out. Hallelujah. Greater glory. God's going to do a new thing. Amen. Psalm 115, starting with verse 12. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Ye are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. The Lord shall increase you more and more. Glory to God. There we are again. All we've got to do is be faithful to our God. All we've got to do is be faithful to the Word. Amen. And God will bring it. He'll bring the increase. He'll bring the greater. He'll bring the more and more. Hallelujah. Job 8 and 7. You don't have to turn there. It says, though thy beginnings were small, yet thy latter end shall greatly increase. Amen. That sounds like greater to me. That sounds like more and more to me. Amen. The same scripture in the Message says, you'll end up better than ever. Hallelujah. Isn't that good news tonight? You're going to end up better than ever. Amen. Glory to God. Well, you might think, well, Pastor Sharon, you just don't know my situation. You don't know my family, Pastor Sharon. You don't know what I have to put up with. Guess what? It's going to end up better. Amen. That means that those family members that are causing you problems, God's going to turn that situation around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's got a way, and he's working on it on your behalf right now. Amen. On your job, people coming against you. God's working right now on your behalf. Hallelujah, to turn that situation around. Glory to God. God, the greater one. The God that of increase. Hallelujah. He is working on your behalf right now. It's good news tonight. You've experienced the blessings of God in the past, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. He's about to outpour the blessings like you've never experienced before. Glory to God. You've experienced the favor of God in the past, but you ain't say nothing yet, amen. It don't even compare to what he's got planned for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've experienced some pretty good breakthroughs in the past, but they don't even compare, amen, to the breakthroughs you're about to receive. Hallelujah. You ain't seen nothing yet, amen. Glory to God. You're going to see a breakthrough on your job. You're going to see a breakthrough in your family. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You might say, but Pastor Sharon, you don't know what heathens are in my family. God loves heathens. He don't love the heathening that they're doing. Amen. But you know, that's the kind that God gets a hold of their life, and they don't just get saved, they get radically saved. Amen. On fire for God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to see some of them radically saved family members, don't we? Amen. Hallelujah. You've experienced some financial blessings before, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. You ain't seen nothing yet. Glory to God. What he's got in store for you now. He said, now God, now faith. Hallelujah. The blessings of God belong to you, and they're going to be in greater measure than they've ever been before. Greater glory. I'm expecting it. Are you expecting it tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. You've experienced some pretty good victories in the past, but you ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Victory after victory after victory. The greater glory moving in on your behalf. Amen. God is moving and doing a new thing. Well, you thought the new thing that he did 10 years ago was good. But he said, forget all that. It doesn't even compare to what I'm about to do. Doesn't even compare to what I've got planned for you. Hallelujah. You've experienced the goodness of God in the past. But he says, forget all that. Because what he's got prepared for you doesn't even compare to what happened in the past. The goodness in the past doesn't even compare to the goodness he has in store for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You've experienced answers to prayer in the past, but we're about to see some acceleration. Hallelujah. The greater glory brings acceleration. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You ain't seen nothing yet in answers to prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You've experienced the glory of God in the past, but forget about that. Because it doesn't even compare to the glory that God has got for today, for now, for you. Hallelujah. The greater glory. Hallelujah. Do you receive it tonight? So let's believe it tonight. Amen. And let's expect it tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I think you're getting it. I sure believe you are. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians. And we're all familiar with this scripture. But as it is written, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Glory to God. But God has revealed them by the Spirit. Amen. God has things prepared for you that you have not experienced yet. Get ready for the new thing. Get ready for what God is about to do in your life. Amen. Get ready. And what God has planned for you is greater than anything you have experienced so far. Thus far. Yet. Amen. Hallelujah. So, you ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. 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 Can we make a confession tonight? It's time for God's greater glory. It's time for God's greater glory. It's time for God's greater glory. I flourish like I never have before. I abound like I never have before. I'm victorious. Greater than I ever have before. I'm triumphant. Greater than I ever have before. Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Faithful to His Word. Faithful to Him tonight. Abounding. Flourishing. That's what God has promised us. Amen. And are you ready to receive it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says, so lift up your hands if you're ready to receive it tonight. Amen. Lift up your hands and lift up your voices and praise your God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Lord, we receive tonight. We receive that greater glory, God. We receive what you have for us. Lord, we just put those things in the past behind us, Father God, and we look forward, Father God, to the new thing that you have in store for us. Father, the good things, the goodness in a greater measure, Lord God. We thank you, Father God. We receive it tonight. Give God a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. God has got good plans for His people. He's got good plans for you. Amen? Yeah. And I want you to get this tonight. God will honor your loyalty to Him by enabling you to overcome every attack of the evil one. You are an overcomer tonight. Amen. Through Him. Not because we're so strong and wonderful and good and we could just do it all. But, you know, we have to depend on Him, don't we? And that's on a daily basis. I mean, every day we have to depend on God to help us. And He said that He will enable us, amen, to overcome. He will enable us. He will give us the ability to overcome. every attack of the evil one. It's him. It's him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel like the enemy has just tried to just whoop up on you this week. To just try to tear you down and tell you you can't do it. That it's not going to work out. That you're not good enough. That you're not strong enough. Or maybe God's not even happy with you. Well, that's a lie of the devil. Amen. The devil tells that to everybody. Let me tell you that little secret right now. He tells those lies to everybody. He speaks to all of us. He speaks to Pastor. He speaks to me. He speaks to our praise leader. He speaks to everybody, but he'll tell you, no, you're the only one. You're a failure. You're not good enough. You've messed up. You shouldn't have talked that way. You shouldn't have been had that kind of attitude. That's what the enemy tells us. And he goes on and on and on and on. How do we overcome that? The Word of God. Amen. The great I am. We have to lean on Him daily. Amen. Hallelujah. See, we can't glory in ourselves. So, you know, that's craziness. Amen. Why would we need a Savior if we could just do it all by ourselves? We need a Savior tonight. Amen. And our Savior is a good God and a loving God and a caring God. Amen. His mercies are renewed every day. I depend on His mercy every day. Amen. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not perfect. Amen. All have failed and come short of the glory of God. Amen. So we're not going to allow all those lies of the enemy to steal God's plan for us. Amen. Because God's plan for us, amen, is the greater glory in every area of your life. Amen.